Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michel. Etudes for Piano will fill our program this hour. We'll hear imaginative piano writing, wonderful playing, and, as usually happens with etudes or studies for the piano, lots of notes. The composers will be the Norwegian Agathe Backer Grøndahl, born in 1847, the French Cécile Chaminade, who was born 10 years later, and Polish Gratzina Baczewicz, born in 1907. I'm going to begin and end our program with Etudes of Agathe Backer Grøndahl. That's spelled Grondahl. A famous pianist throughout Europe who had studied with Franz Liszt, she was born in Holmestrand, Norway, in 1847, and died in Christiania, which is now Oslo, in 1907. She was one of the most important Norwegian composers of the 19th century, and for many years a central figure in the musical life of the capital. Although she came from a prosperous family with an interest in culture, Agathe's parents wanted her to become a bride, not to have a public career as a musician. But her teacher persuaded them to allow her to study at Theodor Kulik's Academy of Music in Berlin. Here she studied piano and composition. When she returned home in 1868 for her concert debut, she played Beethoven's Fifth Piano Concerto under the baton of Edvard Grieg. This was an enormous success. The following year, she gave her own debut concert as a composer with a program that included two orchestral works. Her compositions were exceedingly well received. Powerful support from the legendary violinist Ole Bull opened the way for further piano study under Hans von Bülow in Florence. From the start of the 1870s, she played a succession of concerts throughout Scandinavia. Audiences were everywhere impressed by her clear, poetic playing and her powerful musical personality. A wondrous amalgamation of female charm and male energy. She is tough, persistent, as an artistic personality, wrote one critic. In 1875, she was elected a member of the Royal Swedish Academy of Music. The same year, she married Olaus Andreas Grøndahl, who was a singer and choral conductor. They had three sons. Agathe now had to divide her time between family duties, concerts, teaching, and, in spare moments, composition. Despite poor health and, from the age of 30 upward, increasing deafness, Agathe maintained a busy concert schedule. In London, George Bernard Shaw, England's sharpest music critic, not only considered her one of the great pianists of the age, but also valued her compositions very highly. Toward the end of her 59-year life, she became plagued with ill health and problems with her nerves, but Grieg kept persuading her to perform his piano concerto, which she did throughout Scandinavia and at the Paris Exhibition of 1889. She composed from childhood up to her final year, when she was almost deaf, more than 400 songs and piano pieces. Let's begin this program of etudes with Agathe Backer Grøndahl's three etudes, Opus 22. They were composed in 1888. The middle one is entitled Enroué at the Spinning Wheel. The pianist is Geir Henning Braten. Thank you.